Hello, everyone. This is Rev Paul with Miracles One, and welcome to our first episode of a year in review for the Workbook for Students. It is January 2nd today, so we are two lessons into the Workbook for Students. If you haven't started yet, go ahead and get started. Make sure you take a look at the introduction, read through that introduction, and then you can start working with lesson one, which would have started on January 1st, and kind of follow through it with us for the year. So I want to give you some tips as you think about getting started with the lessons in the Workbook for Students. Jesus, he sets it up really nicely for us in that introduction. You know, he basically indicates, hey, don't make this a huge project. He said, just practice one lesson a day for 365 days as best you can. One of his recommendations in another part of the course is, you know, to start your day and end your day with the lessons. And you also see as you progress through the lessons, he'll have you kind of working with them on an hourly basis, at least in the back of your mind. But a good start way to get started is to spend some time in the morning when you get up before you get your day started, and just read through the lesson. Do exactly what he says. Don't make it too complicated. Don't judge it. Just apply it, and eventually you'll start to experience the results of the mind healing and the mind training that he's taking us through. And then when you do start to experience the benefits of that, you're going to be more and more motivated to keep working through those lessons. Some of the other things to keep in mind too is don't get too worried about if you feel like you kind of had a bad day and you didn't do the lesson really well. Don't let that slow you down. Don't let that stop you. Keep working through the lessons. And, you know, don't worry about how well or poorly you think you did them. You know, don't be the judge of that. Just keep working through them as best you can and let the Holy Spirit take care of the rest for you. Because one of the things that can come up, the resistance or the ego mind can make things complicated, and they can slow us down as we try to tackle those lessons within the Workbook for Students for the first time. A lot of people will get partway through the lessons, you know, a month or two or three into it, and then they feel like, oh, I'm not doing these right. And then their ego minds get in the way, and they're like, oh, I got to start all over. And then they have trouble just getting through them in the first place. And one of the things that can be really helpful as you work through the lessons is to join with a study group, a group of you know, like-minded course people who are also working through the lessons at the same time. And there's many groups out there, and they often kick off on January 1st. Hey, we're going to start working through the lessons, especially to help the beginners get through it for the first time. The other thing is, if you don't have that available or your schedule doesn't allow that, then find a fellow course friend who wants to get through the lessons too. And use the buddy system, all right? Be mighty companions for each other and say, all right, let's work through this together. And then we're going to have a phone call to talk about, you know, what's going on as we're working through the lessons. What kind of experiences are we having? What kind of questions are coming up? By the way, here at Miracles One, we have a group that you can call into every morning, and they go through the lesson. And that's it. And it helps to have someone that, you know, if you got a busy schedule, then that's a really easy way to call in. Someone reads through the lesson for the group that's calling in. You practice it, and then you go on with your day. Or you can do it on your own, and then check in with your study groups or whoever your partner is in helping you to get through it. What else? Journaling. Journaling is a really helpful thing. If you have time, don't feel obligated to do journaling, but I have found it to be a really wonderful and helpful thing to do is as I'm going through the lessons, when I, you know, insights will come to you and miracle experiences will begin to happen to you during your meditations and during your days. And one of the things that I would do is I would jot down the date in the margin of the lesson, and I would journal, what did I experience that day during the meditation? What came to me? What miracle experiences started to happen to me? The day that I first heard the voice of the Holy Spirit speak to me in my meditation, the day that I first began to experience the sparks of light inside of us during my meditations, and all kinds of other notes and messages I received from the Holy Spirit. And so you'll find that that is really helpful in reinforcing, like, hey, this is what's really going on, right? And there is something really happening here. And B, it's fun to go back to it after, you know, later on, and to read through those notes and review them, share them with your children, or, you know, share them with other course people later. It's just a really nice little thing to do for yourself as you go through them, especially for the first time or anytime, I suppose. What else? I had another tip for you. You'll also notice in the introduction that Jesus says, don't practice more than one lesson a day, all right? So especially if it's your first time working through the lessons, don't do more than one a day. And some people find themselves feeling the need to work on one lesson more than one day. That's okay, as long as you don't drag it out too long and you keep working through them and don't stop and try to backtrack or anything like that. Just keep working through them. The other thing that I found really helpful when I went through them for the first time was I got into the habit of asking the Holy Spirit to help me with the lesson. And over time, it was really neat because I started to realize that there really was a Holy Spirit inside of me and who was helping me. Call upon Jesus. He will help you too. For example, I'd be in a meditation practicing a lesson, and I would get so far into that meditation lesson practice, and I felt like I could only get to a certain point where I was almost there to what he wanted me to experience, but I couldn't quite get there. And then all of a sudden, my arm would nudge, right? I get a little nudge, or my leg would nudge a little bit. And because I was right there on the edge, that would be enough to bump me to cross over the threshold to the experience of whatever it was. Like perhaps maybe all of a sudden the light would flash and illuminate within my mind, and I could only get there part way. He knew I was almost there. He gave me a little nudge and it got me there, and flash, I see this bright white light flash and illuminate within my mind, and I'm like, that was so cool. And then what I noticed over time is those nudges happened over the weeks and the months that I worked with the lessons. Other things would happen, like maybe a book, the bookshelf would shift next to me, and it just these little things and little ways that the Holy Spirit helps you. You'll see them happen over and over again, and you'll realize, wow, I'm not alone. I'm getting help with this process while I'm actually practicing. So make sure you ask the Holy Spirit for help, because he is there. Ask Jesus for help. He is there. Messages will come through. Pay attention to your dreams as well, too, while you're working on these, because a lot of times we've got busy minds and we're going through a mind training program, and we're trying to let go of some of that busy mind, monkey mind going on, and letting go of what our minds are hanging on to as far as perception of the world. And as you know, because we're in that state, maybe going through them the first time, a lot of times it's easier for messages to come through or miracle experiences to happen while you're napping or while you're sleeping at nighttime. Pay attention to your dreams. Pay attention when you're gradually falling asleep or you're waking up in the middle of the night or in the morning, because a lot of times I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit speak to me, because those are the gaps. Those are the points where my mind was settled down enough and open enough that a message could break through or a miracle experience could break through. Nonetheless, you will really get to a point of enjoying doing the lessons, I think, over time. I sure did, because I got to a point where I missed doing them. Like, if I missed a day, my day was more stressful. It was more anxious. On the days that I was doing the lessons and spending time with God and with Holy Spirit and Jesus, I got grounded. I got more peaceful. And I was so much more productive and happier through that day. It was wonderful. And you start to see this pattern, like, wow, I really want to do this because I want to feel happy. I want to have more joyful days. I want to have productive days in my life. And the key, the secret to success with that is to, you know, carve out a little time every day, morning and at night, at the very least, to work with those lessons, work with the Holy Spirit, let them help you to heal your mind and awaken to joy. So there you go. Thank you very much for joining with me. Thank you for being my mighty companions. I love you all, and we'll see you again real soon. Bye-bye.
For more A Course in Miracles video teachings, our study groups, podcasts, self-study courses, articles, and personal A Course in Miracles coaching, access our website at miraclesone.org.